Ladies and gentlemen, will you welcome, please, Maynard Moose.
Thank you very much. Time for a traditional evening of Moose stories. I think I will start with Lazy Jack. Once upon a time was a young man named Lazy Jack. He lived with his mommy in a little cottage at the edge of the village. "I'm tired," say Lazy Jack. When it's time to eat to dinner, Lazy Jack is too lazy for to lift the food to his face. Instead, he put his face down on his plate, ciderways, and he slurp up whatever is next to his mouth part. Like that. "I'm tired," say Lazy Jack. When it's time for to take a bath, Lazy Jack too lazy to take off the clothes. He just hop into the bathtub and let the grunge soak off. Then after a day or so, he roll out upon the bath mat and lie there till he is dry. "I'm tired," say Lazy Jack. Finally, one morning, his mommy cannot stand it no more. "Lazy Jack, time to go get a job," say the mommy. "Ain't gonna give you no more food unless you get a job." "Great, swell, thanks a lot," say Lazy Jack. "Thanks a lot, great, swell, thanks, Mom." But there was nothing for it, but for he had to go get a job. So over the hill he go to the farmhouse where he get a job baling the hay. He do pretty good. And at the end of the day, they give him a nice shiny silver dollar. Well, Lazy Jack, he come home flipping the dollar in the air, watching the sunlight sparkle off the dollar. And over the bridge he go, and by accidental, he dropped the dollar into the river below. Sploop. Long come a big fish and swaller the dollar. And that is the end of the dollar. Well, Lazy Jack, he go home, he tell his mommy what have happened. "Oh, Lazy Jack," say to mommy, "you got the brain of a earthworm. You're supposed to put it in your pocket." "Oh," say Lazy Jack, "put it in my pocket? Oh, okay, mommy, I go, next time I go, put it in my pocket." So next day he get up. Didn't go out for to look for some work, but there ain't no work at the farmhouse, but lucky they have a job at the village inn serving food in the restaurant. Well, at the end of the day, for his pay, they give him a nice, great, big bowl of vegetable soup. Boy, oh boy, sniff that soup, say Lazy Jack, my mommy gonna be so proud of me for this soup. Let's see, I gotta remember what she tell me. Let's see, if put it in my pocket. Yeah, I do not know if I want... Okay, here goes. So he poured a bowl of soup in his pocket. Yow! He burn himself on the knee, and he get the soup gunk up the pants with a vegetable in the shoe and stuff, and he comes scoosing home with a sopping vegetable in the shoe and a pants all soaking wet from the soup, and his mommy see him come up the driveway. "Lazy Jack, what a disgrace and a disgustifiable mess you are. What have you done?" "Yeah, just like you tell me, mommy," say Lazy Jack. "I put it in my pocket." "Oh, Lazy Jack," say to mommy, "you got the brain of a doorstop. Now you're supposed to carry it home carefully in your hands." "Oh," say Lazy Jack, "carry it home carefully in my hands. Okay, I go and do that. I go and do that, mommy, okay." So next day he lucky get a job back at the restaurant again. At the end of the day, they got lots of leftover chocolate puddings. They say, "Hey, Lazy Jack, take home as much chocolate pudding as you would like." "Okay," say Lazy Jack, "let's see, what do my mommy say, carry it home carefully in my hands?" So he reach into the big saucepan, take out a big double handful of chocolate puddings. And he walk home, but the chocolate pudding do not stay in his hand. It droozle out from between of his fingers all over his pants and his shirt, and by the time he get home, he is covered from head to toe with chocolate puddings. Well, Lazy Jack's mommy see him come up the driveway. "Oh, Lazy Jack, what a disgrace and a disgustifiable mess you are. What have you done this time?" "If just like you tell me, mommy," say Lazy Jack, "I carry it home carefully in my hand, da-dum." "Oh, Lazy Jack," say to mommy, "you have the brain of a Brussels sprout. Now you're supposed to put it in a bowl." "Oh," say Lazy Jack, "put it in a bowl. I take the bowl with me next time, mommy." So he take a little bowl with him next time, but there ain't no work at the restaurant. He get job back at the farmhouse baling hay. At the end of the day, he done real good. And for his pay, they give him a great big kitty cat to chase the mice away. Oh boy, say Lazy Jack, my mommy gonna be so proud of me for to get kittum cat for to chase the mouse away. Let's see, I got to scoose it in this bowl. I do not see how I'm going to scoose this pussums into this bowl, but... But he tried to scoose the pussum cat into the bowl, but pussum not want to be scoosed into the bowl, and go meow and scratch him on the hands. He dropped the bowl, and the bowl shatter upon the ground, and the kissum get away. The lazy Jack mommy see him come up the driveway with a cat scratch on the hands, and the buffeted bowl her say, "Lazy Jack, what have you done this time?" "If just like you tell me, mommy," say Lazy Jack, "I tried to put the pussum in the bowl, but he not want to go into the bowl." "Oh, Lazy Jack," say the mommy, "you got the brain of a roast beet. You supposed to tie string around and bring home a long behind of you." "Oh," say Lazy Jack, "I gonna write this down." "Tie string around and bring home a long behind of me." He put the note in his pocket. Well, next day, he get work back at the restaurant again. At the end of the day, they give him a nice big roast stuffed turkey for to take home. "Okay, go get out. Let's check my note here," say Lazy Jack. "Let's see. Tie string around and bring home a long behind of me." Yeah, well, okay. And he tied the string around and he dragged a turkey home along behind of him through the village streets. Hunkity bunkity, hunkity bunkity. But the turkey get filthified. All the meat get ward off the bones. And by the time he get to the house, ain't nothing but a bunch of filthified turkey bones at the end of a string. "Oh, Lazy Jack," say to mommy, "what have you done this time? Why are you drag filthified turkey bone from the end of a string?" "Div, right here I have take dictatable from your very own face upon this paper here. Say, tie string around and bring home a long behind of me," say Lazy Jack. "Oh, Lazy Jack," say to mommy, you got the brain of a bunglebee. You both to carry it home on your shoulder." "Oh," say Lazy Jack. "Okay, I'm going to carry it home on my shoulder." Next day he go to work, but there ain't no work at the village inn. Ain't no work at the farmhouse. But lucky, the king himself needs some temporary serfs and servitudes, and he give Jack a job sweeping out the stable. Now this king have a only beautiful daughter with a long, long, beautiful goldified hairs and jewels and stuff. Her live in a tall, tall tower. But the princess was miserable. Her spend the whole day snuffling into her little princessly hanky. "Die, miserable," say the princess. "Now, what's the matter with you?" say the king. "You're a beautiful princess with a long, long, goldified hair and the jewels. What is the matter with you?" "Die, miserable," say the princess, her snuffle into her little monogram princessly hanky. Well, the king, he not know what to do. He have the jugglers and the clowns for to come in and do tricks for her and squeak the little clowny noses. But the more they tell the joke and squeak the clowny nose, the more the princess sob into her little princessly hanky. "Die, miserable," said the princess. Yeah, the poor king, he not know what to do. He dadvertise it far and wide, whoever shall make the princess laugh shall have her hand in marriage. Well, about this time, Lazy Jack, he finished sweeping out the stable. The king, he real pleased and give him a donkey for to take home. "Boy, oh boy," say Lazy Jack, "look at this. This would be a kingly donkey. Look at this kingly donkey I got. Let's see, I go carry it home on my shoulder." I do not see how I am going to get this donkey on my shoulder. It is more bigger than I would be. But he try. Finally, he somehow he lift the donkey up on his shoulder, and he stagger to and fro, trying to bow off the donkey, kick all four legs up in the air and bray, staggering, cursing down the road, kicking up the dust. And princess happened to gaze out the window as he stagger by, and her begin to laugh. The sound of the princessly laughter echo down the castle corridor, and the king come running. He stick his head out. "Ooh, there is that lad that have sweep out the stable. What a fine young man. He shall have your hand in marriage." And they were married, you know, the very next day, and everybody in the village come. Lazy Jack's mommy come. "Oh, Lazy Jack," say to mommy, "you got the brain of a genie. I always knew you would amount to something. What a good, good boy you are." And Lazy Jack, he's so rich now, he never have to work again. That's right, because when you are rich, it's just fine to be lazy. And the moral of this story is, always, always do exactly like what your mommy say. Yeah. And that's all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's true. You have to do what your mommy say. Let's see. What will we do next?